In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This month, in commemoration of the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea, I've been preaching about the basic beliefs of our faith, which we profess in the Creed. 2 weeks ago, I spoke about God the Father, and last week about God the Son. And today, I'd like to speak about God the Holy Spirit. We profess that the Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. First, let's consider his titles. The word Lord, as I said last week in talking about the Son, is a translation of the Hebrew Adonai, which the Jewish people would say in place of the name of their God, which they would never pronounce. The title Lord, then, identifies the Holy Spirit, just as it identified the Son, with the God of Israel. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are together the one true God. The Holy Spirit is also the giver of life. Our word spirit comes from the Latin spiritus, which literally means wind or breath. The Greek pneuma and the Hebrew word ruach also have that same basic meaning. Everything that lives breathes, and that breath is the gift of God, the work of his Holy Spirit. As the psalmist says, take away their breath and they die and revert to dust. And again, send forth thy spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. But the Holy Spirit is not only the giver of physical life, but far more importantly, of spiritual life. As Jesus told the Pharisee Nicodemus, amen, amen, I say to thee, unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We are all born into the Spirit when we were baptized with Christ. We died with him, and we have risen with him to new and everlasting life. We also profess our belief in the eternal relationship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Western Church, we say that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. In the Eastern Church, they simply say he proceeds from the Father, and that with the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Spirit is God. Just as the Son is eternally begotten of the Father, so the Holy Spirit proceeds eternally from them both. There never was a time when the Father existed alone, when the Son did not exist, or the Spirit did not exist. The three persons are by nature one God, eternal and everlasting. And we also profess that the Holy Spirit has spoken through the prophets. And by the prophets, we don't simply mean the prophetic books of the Bible, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and the 12 minor prophets. Rather, we mean the whole of divine revelation, the Old Testament and the New Testament, the power of the sacraments, the teachings of the church fathers and ecumenical councils, and the infallible magisterium of the church. In all these ways, the Holy Spirit instructs us and proclaims to us the truth of God, the power of God, and the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.